The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, where do we begin? I don't even know if there's an ending to this. It's nonstop. It's been an horrific week for a variety of reasons. The internet is alive with people still talking about last-minute cavalry to the rescue operations, and we're running out of time for the cavalry to mount up and get moving. So obviously, I think the future is rather clear for most of us. For some, it won't be clear until even after. They don't want to give up. Understood. Here's the deal. We have now a country that has been in full view of the world overthrown by communism. Zionist Bolshevik communism in full view of the world. There are many people around the world who are horrified at what's happened here. Not to mention the people who live here. The people around the world, many of them are saying, what is wrong with you? Why didn't you stand up and stop this? How can your Joint Chiefs of Staff, all eight of them, sign off on a letter accepting the theft of the American election and backing someone utterly unfit for the office? This is beyond unconstitutional. And yet the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who claim to support the Constitution, are actually, in fact, doing the exact opposite. And the people around the world are never going to forget this, neither will we, but they don't understand this. America was the light unto the planet, and now it's nearly extinguished. Barring a miracle, in the next 4 days, 5 days, we are going to enter the history books as the greatest nation there ever was. And Donald Trump, unless something happens, will go down, in American history at least, as the greatest betrayer of the Constitution and the rule of law. We elected him to lead the way and to enforce our country, our nation, our heritage. He hasn't done it. And there's no other way to interpret it, at least at this point. Okay, we'll leave it at that. We're going to have some fun the first couple hours tonight, if fun is even possible anymore, with Admiral Harry Cooper, who is standing by, sitting by, more likely, in Florida, somewhere down there. I won't narrow it down any more than that. But, Admiral, welcome aboard. How are you?
Very good, thank you. And you're right, I'm sitting. I'm not standing by. Yeah, this is. We're still waiting for John Wayne and the cavalry to come over the hill.
You got that right.
Everybody I know down here is buying ammo at an incredible rate. But who are you going to shoot at if somebody, if they declare martial law? You're not going to shoot at the Army. That has very unpleasant results. I don't know. I don't know. You're right. This has been a coup d'etat. We have had our government overthrown by the Marxist Democrats, and the world is watching. You know, I'm in contact with people all around the world, and they're just incredibly shocked. What the hell happened? They know it's a fraud. They know it was stolen, and they know nobody's done anything about it. And like you say, those Joint Chiefs of Staff, they took the same oath I did and every other person who joined the military. You swear to, among other things, to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we've seen our share of domestics. Wasn't it Thomas Jefferson who said that the Tree of Liberty must be watered with the blood of traitors every so often?
Right. Yeah.
I think we're coming to that.
Somebody's been in my computer again messing with my email.
Oh.
Damn. There's no security. There's no privacy at all. We've seen that now. What we do know about the status of this once marvelous dream is that it has been being actively penetrated for decades by the Communist Chinese and other foreign entities who do not like freedom. And it's really that simple.
They've not only infiltrated, they've also paid handsomely to other people who I have turned their coats. They don't care about the United States anymore, some of them.
No. There is also talk now that the Biden is planning to, this is going to be really something, to use the military and the Guard to speed up the vaccination program. And if you have been following at all what I've been reporting here and a few others, not the mainstream media, though, we have dozens and dozens of dead from this death vax, which is not a vaccine at all. 13 more dead in Norway, 24 total. 23 dead in Norway officially, but there's actually one more. Hospital nurse exposes planned COVID scam, claims she was told by management that a COVID crisis will be coming next week. The World Health Organization has called into question the ability of the PCR test to detect COVID-19. This is what we've been saying for months here. Months. The test is not suitable to determine any infection in any human being. It is not that kind of test. That's what the inventor of the test said, Kerry Mullis, before he died a year ago under rather unusual circumstances. All right.
Did he know Hillary?
Oh, God. I don't know. Another doctor, Dr. Sebastian Rushworth, MD. Would I let my children have the COVID vaccine? He says, no freaking way. I know someone who knows someone. I'll leave it at that. I don't want to get in any trouble here. But a Nobel Prize winner.
Take you off the air.
Well, they've tried. A Nobel Prize winner told a former coworker in a long-distance phone call late at night, do not under any circumstance let anyone talk you into or force you to get this vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's a carrier of genetic changing nanotechnology and mRNA elements, not to mention human fetal tissue and God knows what else is in it. You don't invent a vaccine in 2 days, which is what Moderna claimed they did. 2 days. It takes 4 to 5 years of careful work. And not to be outspoken by Moderna, Pfizer said they put theirs together in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Are you going to let them put that in your body, dear friends?
Who's the next one to come out and say, we did it in 27 minutes over drinks?
That's it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But it's, I won't say it's the whole world, but it's the whole industrialized world. All of Europe, Scandinavia, North America. However, Africa, I think, and South America have not been as impacted by the...
Well, yes and no. They're talking in Argentina vaccine. About mandatory vaccine.
Yeah.
I've seen the stories. So we just don't know. To force this on anyone...
Day to day.
Yeah. To force this on any sentient human being is so satanically evil, it just boggles my mind.
Don't they do that with your children, though? Mandatory shots before they can go to school? When
That's
I was
right.
a kid, shots weren't mandatory. I don't think they even had shots for that stuff. We all got mumps. I had mumps. I had chicken pox. I had measles three different kinds of measles. One was rubella, where I almost died. You bounce back from it. Now you get vaccinated, and God forbid if you get sick, you got no internal immune system for whatever. So, and, you know, when I was a kid, if you fell down, tore up your knee and had dirt in it, you didn't go to the hospital. You went home. Mom washed it out with a little scrub brush and soap, put some kind of poultice on that her mother learned from the old country, and a Band-Aid, and you were ready to go play again. We're being covered too much by Big Brother.
I don't even know really where to go with this at this point, except by next Wednesday. And that, by the way, 20,000 National Guard troops are going to be in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration. Mm-hmm. And what kind of an inauguration is it going to be? It's going to be a virtual inauguration. He ain't going to be there. So what the hell are they putting 20,000 troops there for?
I don't know. 20,000, that's two full divisions, for God's sake. I mean, that strength. Things have gone to hell in a handbasket. You know,
They've been taken there with full intent and full of planning and full of evil. And I tell you again, that letter from the Joint Chiefs stunned me. I was incredulous. And I've got it up
maybe
there again.
Maybe they've been bought off. I don't know. But, you know, they're supposed to, in the first place, they have to take orders from the president. And if they say they're not going to, well, then they're in dereliction of their duty, because you swear an oath that you're going to obey orders of your superiors.
Right
and
now,
Donald Trump is the superior.
Yes. Until next Wednesday. And right now, Harry, what are they guilty of right now? They're guilty of treason to the Constitution.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, if any of you listening don't like that, that's the truth. That's by definition. It's in the
that's
books.
Right. However, if you got one or two traitors, they get caught and punished. If you got thousands of traitors in high positions,
right,
they make the laws. And we don't have too many patriotic Americans in our higher government offices right now. Not very damn many.
Well, they're trying to turn... what they're doing, they started out by saying the rioters, was there any arson? Was anything burned down? Was there any looting? No. The rioters are domestic terrorists, and they're being charged with damn near capital offense charges. Now they're saying, and this little communist twit, AOC and others, are saying that any Trump supporter is a domestic terrorist.
Yeah,
see what they're doing?
I saw that.
And they have the full support of the communist... communist-controlled and inspired mainstream media.
Oh, yeah.
And they're pounding this home.
And
this is
watch.
Not going to go over, Harry. This is, Harry, it's not going to work. It's not going to go over.
No, but you watch. If there's a lot of groundswell that's starting to become patriotically violent, you watch how fast they call in China for troop support.
I had a story that Chinese President Xi has already offered Biden 250,000 troops to keep the peace. You think they'll go home after they come here, if they come here?
Yeah, the nation about as fast as the American occupation troops went home from Japan and Germany. They're still there.
The nation of killer ants wants to send troops to this country. That's the story. I can't prove it. Don't necessarily take it to the bank, but that's what's being talked about. There's so much information out there now. And most of it is lies, fiction, distortions, disinformation.
Exactly.
It's crap. And you've got to be careful.
That's a typical intel procedure. You load everything up with stories by the zillions. Yes, this is going to happen because. Oh, no, this won't happen because. Well, maybe if it happens, you know, and they load it up with so much information. I've gotten emails, and somebody at my local restaurant where we go said the same thing, that Trump has already signed the
Insurrection Act.
Insurrection Act.
Whoop, we just lost Harry. We'll get him right back. Harry, we lost you if you're listening on your computer. So just hang up your phone. Todd will call you back. I don't know how far they're going to go online with respect to shutting down anyone who questions what's going on here. The country now is being discussed in terms of separating into two pieces, maybe more. It's quite clear to me that communism will never reconcile with patriotism as we know patriotism. It's not going to happen. So what is the outcome? I think all of you, wherever you are, need to look into your state or your area. First, look to your county sheriff for leadership. Find out where he or she may be. Are they going to support the Constitution or not? That needs to be asked directly of them. If not, then you need to start a recall petition right away. You need to find out about secession, what policies there are, what procedures. How is it done? This is, as I said, not going to go down easily. And we're not having trouble or not having any luck getting Harry back. Still working on it. Thank you. Let me find something here. I saw something I want to mention to all of you. In fact, there's a whole lot of things I'd like to mention. David Icke has a new video up. The world is now fascist by Mussolini's definition. You don't need Mussolini to define it. See, there's going to be some confusion. And the confusion is, was it communism or fascism? It's the same. It doesn't matter. When the government controls everything, it's communism or fascism. Communist fascism. So don't be confused by the labels. Former Soviet Premier President Gorbachev said today, the U.S. Capitol riot was planned in advance, and it is clear by whom. It's Gorbachev. DNI Ratcliffe, Director of National Intelligence Ratcliffe, has detailed how China influenced the 2020 election while the intelligence community deep state worked to cover it up.
We're back.
And the Joint Chiefs of Staff approved that. Harry, defense. The Director of National Intelligence, let me just stay with Ratcliffe. has detailed now how China influenced the 2020 election, while the intelligence community, deep state, worked to cover that influence up, and the Joint Chiefs approved it. They approved of Chinese interference. They've approved of the most vile destruction of the standards of the Constitution of America that you can see. So who are these people? Gorbachev, former president of the Soviet Union, or whatever title he had, said today that the U.S. Capitol riot was planned in advance, is a quote, and it is clear by whom. He knows.
Yeah. Yeah, he's an intelligent guy. We recently found, within the last month, we found out the reason that I got invited over to Russia back in 1991. Gorbachev ordered the commander-in-chief of the Soviet Navy to invite me over, and we had no idea why. I went over there and met with him in Chernyavin, five-star, had a wonderful time over there in 1991. We came back 92, 95, and 96, and they made me a commissar of the Soviet Union and an honorary officer in the Russian submarines. And we just learned about a month ago, Ronald Reagan was a member of Shark Hunters. He and Gorbachev got to be friends, and Reagan suggested to Gorbachev that they invite me over to the Soviet Union. Riddle solved. Yeah, Gorbachev's not a dummy. Putin's not a dummy.
This is blatant to anyone who's had a foot dipped in the evil sewer of communism. They know exactly what's going on here.
Exactly.
Look, the nation of killer ants, killer communist ants, is at the bottom of most of this.
Yeah.
The Biden crime family.
They have the money now.
That's right. The Biden crime family is owned by Beijing. China Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Understand. Understand that.
Yeah.
All right.
And
hold on a minute.
It's not just here. It's every country you go to. It's made in China, and they're using that money to build their military.
Exactly. All right. Harry and I will be right back in just a few minutes. Dear friends, stand by. Okay, welcome back. Harry and I, as we get together again for our monthly visit, looking over the carnage, and it is carnage, and you wonder about the men and women in uniform, and I don't care what branch they're in, the Guard especially. A lot of them are conservative, patriotic Americans. They know what's going on. And you wonder, how far will they be pushed before they snap back and do something? This is really being pushed into civil war, in my view. And when there is civil war, if there is, then Biden will accept that offer by President Xi to bring Chinese troops in here. There may be 100,000 of them in Canada now. We don't know. You get reports. I don't know what's true. Somebody said there were 250,000 in Canada. I don't believe that. But there are some up there. We've got photographs of them in training. Small groups, 100, 150. But we can expect almost anything from this madman who has been somehow put in office. I still can't believe that this amount of fraud could actually occur in this country, but it did. Sidney Powell is still sending messages out, but not many. Mike Flynn has vanished. Probably gone to ground, as I would if I were him. This is not a good situation. Don't get too confused. Don't yield to fear. Yield to confusion, but momentarily. Do your research. Figure it out. Don't buy into these online assets of the other side. There are many, many of them, hundreds, maybe thousands, maybe more, who are working for the communists. They're working for the enemy. They have alleged newscasts, live streaming, and they're full of shit. Excuse me. That's what they are. They're repeating other people's crap, and they're finding audiences. When people get scared, they start to repeat things and believe things that are so outlandish. But in this case, we're seeing outlandish things, so it makes it even easier for people to buy into this stuff. So just be careful. Pull back. Look at the big picture. Try and connect the dots. Do your own analysis. You people are very smart. You have an inner voice, an inner clock. Use it. Use that inner guidance. And understand that the stampede is on now to paint American patriots in the worst light possible. And how are they doing it? They're doing it through the mainstream media, which is their own and operated province. They own the media. Six corporations, all Zionist, all communist in their orientation. You want to use socialist? Fine, be my guest. But they're all pushing the same agenda. So you got 95-96% of the available media is pushing the same lie. Don't get suckered. Don't get suckered. Harry, I'm talking too much.
No, you're saying what so many people believe. I wouldn't say everybody believes it, because there are plenty of sheeple that still think that this was a fair election. But the average intelligent American knows we've been stolen, knows it's a coup d'etat, knows this is 1918 all over again, only instead of Moscow, it's D.C. It's the same as the overthrow of the Russian monarchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they had to destroy the czar, and they're trying to destroy Trump in the same way, so that he'll go down as the guy who caused it all. And if they could get away with hanging him, they probably would.
Well, what did they do to the czar and his five daughters? They killed the czar, they killed his wife, they executed his five daughters as well, and apparently they threw some of them down a well. All right, imagine the Trump family, huh? That ain't going to happen because of Jerry Kushner. He's their safety valve. All right.
There's a lot better information interchange nowadays than there was a century ago. But you know, same thing. The average Joe on the street there in Russia, they believed all this propaganda. Oh, we must kill the czar so that you can lead a better life. So what they do? They killed the czar. They killed the czar, and Lenin was leading a better life. But the poor bastard that had a job, he didn't get any change whatsoever, except they got to call each other comrade, tovarich, dobrydin tovarich. Mm-hmm. So, you know, same thing going over again. And then the big muckety mucks, they had their dachas, which is a nice way of saying a fancy estate on the shore of the Black Sea, I think it is. Yeah, the Black Sea. And the poor slob, like you and me, normal people, nothing changed. Just a different bunch of people in charge. Except it's going to go downhill from here. Where's Robin Hood?
Robin Hood's probably gone tranny and is running around with Hollywood types now. Think back at Robin Hood. Errol Flynn, Olivia de Havilland, and just great movies. It's all garbage now. Garbage.
My wife and I are saying the same thing. The movies that come out nowadays, we won't watch them. They're just trash. A lot of foul language,
CGI.
A lot of
CGI,
wild
comic book sex, that's it.
Yeah. Foul language, which, hey, I used to drive race cars. We couldn't carry on a conversation without four-letter words and lots of them. But that's not what you want to see when you're watching a movie. Robin Hood with Errol Flynn, Gone with the Wind, those were all classics. Those were all great movies. But not anymore. Anyhow,
here's another item. Headline: Anti-American Mike Pence calls the camel to offer congratulations on what? The biggest election theft in history? Pence is mocking the Constitution by calling her to congratulate her on theft. Democrats.
I was really
are
surprised
now,
to see how he turned and stuck a knife in Trump's back.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just Trump's back, it was our back.
That's correct.
All
the U.S.
Democrats are moving very quickly now to reclassify, now this is not a joke, any conservative dissent. Define dissent. It's what someone decides is unacceptable, right? To reclassify conservative dissent as domestic terrorism. Now they're talking about verbal dissent as being domestic terrorism. This has gone so far. The way they do it is 20 steps forward, and if they have to retreat 10 steps back, they're still 10 steps ahead. That's how they do it.
That's right. And there are still some of them wacko Congress women, especially, who are saying, if you see a conservative having dinner at a restaurant, ruin their day. Of course, we don't have that problem here in Florida, because first off, most of Florida is conservative, and almost everybody in Florida is carrying guns, because it's legal here. And if somebody starts messing with you while you're out with your family, you could wind up bleeding out on the floor of the restaurant.
It's going to be that and much more. That's coming, and that's what the enemy wants. The enemy of liberty wants that, because then they can point. They'll vilify the patriots as being the cause of all ills on the planet. That's what they'll do, because they own the media, right?
Yeah, and don't forget that Obama said that. It was one of the women in Congress during the Obama time that said American veterans are terrorists because we're trained to use weapons. So we're terrorists.
Wow. Well, it's gonna blow one way or the other. It's going to blow. There are many Americans now who are ready, seriously, to give their lives for this country. They are.
You might be surprised how many. As you know, I've got a lot of contacts all around the world, but so many have contacted here and said they're talking about putting together a militia in their neighborhood.
That's a must. All neighborhoods of like mind need to have militias. I couldn't agree more. They're legal. You just organize. You get together. You have a neighborhood watch. There are all kinds of things you can do. Just understand that.
Yeah.
Pence is needs to go. Benedict Arnold, Aaron Burr, another traitor. Just as great.
Yeah.
When Trump, Terry, you didn't know. I don't know if you were even aware. When Trump named Pence, I immediately that same day said no. Withdraw the nomination. He's bad. Look at him. He's bad.
I had never
read
even heard
his
of
history.
Him before.
Yeah. Well, he was selected for a reason. You know that guy is such, his marriage is so weird. He has a red telephone with him and on his desk. And you know what it's for?
Tell me.
His wife. Only
no
his
kidding.
Wife. Yep.
Good Lord.
Okay.
Good Lord.
Just to give you all an idea of some of the things that won't
make
the control.
Well, when it's all over and the smoke clears, I hope they bring back public hangings.
It's the only way it works. If people can't see it, it doesn't do any good. If somebody is executed for a heinous crime, which they should be, and it's done in some prison somewhere where there's nobody watching, except a few from the press and a couple of guards, what the hell?
Don't forget the priest.
That too.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work because no one can see it. And I'm not advocating bloodlust. I'm advocating punishment. Proper punishment for crimes against humanity.
And against you and me and everybody else in this country.
For a lot of you out there, if you have concealed carry, you must carry all the time. Now, you must. If you've got a vest, you need to wear the vest. And I hope a lot of you do. You're saying people are buying ammo down there. A lot of people tell me there's no ammo in any of the stores. It's gone.
It's very tough to find. I was in a gun store about 3 days ago to buy a couple of 30-round magazines, and he did have a pretty good stock of ammo. But the damn prices, holy smoker, for the popular stuff like 9mm or 380. My wife and my daughter each have, let's see, my wife's got a 380, daughter's got a 9mm. It's running $2 a round. That's a lot of money.
That's double the price normally. Well, what happened was the reason the ammo went lean was because of this COVID fraud. And a lot of the factories had to shut down. They lost, in some cases, up to 6 months of production. This was all known. The planners of this knew this would happen. So when they finally got their production back online, they're way, way behind. That's part of the problem. So
And let's not forget that Obama put through some kind of regulation that made it next to impossible for lead smelting companies to stay in business in this country. And I got a newsflash also during the Obama days. I think it's correct, but I'm not positive. But the Army and the Marines, when they were done firing, which they have to fire for qualification all the time, the brass was collected and sold to ammo makers. But under Obama, now it has to be shredded and sold as scrap brass. Not as cartridges.
Obama did more damage to this country than probably most anyone realizes, including myself. 8 years of a communist married to a man in the White House, dismembering this country nonstop.
Yeah, he laid the foundation, I think, for what's happening now. And Trump wasn't supposed to get in. He got in because people wanted an honest guy in there, somebody who was going to kick ass, which he did. But when he said he was going to drain the swamp, I'll bet he didn't realize how hard the swamp critters were going to fight back. Boy, they did. And remember also what Joseph Stalin said. It doesn't matter who votes. What matters is who counts the votes. Right? Oh, God, did we lose you again, Rents?
No, I'm here. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I just had an emergency phone call. I was listening to you, though.
Okay.
Okay, so what we're going to do is finish out this this first hour. Then the second hour, we're going to look at some pictures and have some some interesting fun. This is...
I'll stay off politics.
No, you don't. In the second hour, we'll both try and stay off politics. But it's not politics, Harry. It's our survival. That's what this is.
That's true. That is true.
We're not just talking yak politics. This is the end of a way of life. This is the end of a country that literally was the inspiration to the poor and those who are seeking to struggle to better their lives around the world. This country, look at the lady in New York Harbor holding up the torch. Okay? What do you think the communists will do to her?
No, the same thing they did to all these other statues.
Well, they'll paint her red, and they'll take that torch off, and they'll put a hammer and sickle up there. That's what they'll do. They're too chicken crap to admit that they're communists. They play this label game. No, we're progressives. We're socialists.
Yeah.
They won't even say they're socialists. They're liars. They are evil, rotten, treacherous liars. And you can
tell
put the squad
really feel,
right at the top. I want. One day I will. Put the squad right up at the top. All right? Seriously. When they elected that shrew, I knew things were bad. She answered a cattle call, and they had over 100 applicants to take the position that she now occupies. She won. Why, I don't know. She looks like some kind of a feral animal that with those teeth. It's just frightening.
Just don't get your throat too close to her if there's a full moon out.
No, I was just thinking it. Can you imagine rolling over and seeing that staring at you?
No. Come on. on now. I just saw pictures of Nancy Pelosi. I'm going to have nightmares over that. Now you want me to think about AOC next to me? Oh, God. Where's the hemlock?
Or if for you women out there, imagine rolling over and seeing Mike Pence. And I'm going to call him Pence, staring back at you.
Yeah.
Or, even worse, the creeper. How about that? You roll over and you see Biden, the creeper Joe Biden, staring at you. Wow. So
or
there,
Jerry
that
Nadler,
takes care of
Chuck
know,
Schumer.
Biden is the worst. He is the worst.
Yeah. He
see,
won't
he's,
be there long. He's going to have bad health.
Don't count on it. Here's the problem.
Then we'll get stuck with Kamala.
I'm going to put my paper up. I've finished it. I've gone through it three times. And I'm just suggesting that Joe Biden has somehow been treated with nanotech to give him back his literacy and speech.
Lucidity.
And his physical literacy, lucidity, whatever, clarity, and his ability. He doesn't... he was a doddering, old, bent-over, shuffling... husk.
He was.
And now he stands up like a former athlete, an older gentleman who was an athlete. Everything's changed about him. I'm calling him
really
Nano Joe now. Nano Joe.
Nano Joe, or maybe it's a doppelganger. Maybe he's a Disney automaton.
No, I think it's the same physical body. I think he's been treated with nano. And I'll send you my paper, and you can read it, and you'll see why.
Okay.
Nanotechnology is, remember, it's send and receive, it's self-replicating, self-repairing, it will go and attach to whatever major organ systems it is instructed to do, and it will stay there, and it will do whatever is necessary. And that's why you're seeing all these people with this vaccine. The nanotech inside of them is not working. It's malfunctioning, I think, in many cases, and killing them. That poor doctor in Miami, not far from you, 56-year-old doctor, he died, and they did apparently at least a cursory autopsy. Do you know that in his blood, they couldn't find one single platelet?
Jeez.
Think about it.
It's supposed to have a lot more than one.
Well, he had none.
Wow.
Zero. All right, well, that's this vaccine, and if they tell you, well, you can't fly unless you get your shot, no shot, no fly, don't fly. Drive,
yeah.
Or don't go. Forget it. And if your boss
says...
If I have
to go someplace, if I can't fly there's always Amtrak or my car, my trusty.
Well, they'll do the same
Jimmy.
Thing with Amtrak. They'll do the same thing with Amtrak.
Very soon.
If your boss says, no shot, no work... you're going to have to find another job.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I wonder how history is going to look back on this.
Well, we'll find out. It's utterly fluid right now. The dynamics are completely out of control. At least that's how it looks. But
they
in reality,
out of control,
in reality, it's all being done by the plan, which has been figured out and rehearsed for a long time. Bad. Now, what are your friends saying? What is the most, just try and keep this simple. What is the most common thing you're hearing from people now? How did this happen? What are you hearing?
Oh, nobody's touching on that. Everybody is hoping for John Wayne and the cavalry to come over the hill.
Still, yeah.
Yeah, well, we've still got 4 days.
You know, see, the executive order would allow that if we had a man with a backbone. And I'm convinced that Trump has been threatened, and they've threatened to release movies of him, videos, pictures. They're threatening to destroy his empire. He's leveraged to the max, I understand. They could easily bankrupt him, or they could just kill him. They kill people.
Yeah.
Remember John Kennedy? They kill people.
They kill lots of people.
Send him a photograph of Kennedy with his head gone, and he'll do whatever they tell him. He'll do whatever they tell him.
Yeah. There's so many ways. I remember from my days working with the mafia, they had so many ways to control people.
Yeah. Nicht gut.
Das ist nicht gut. Das ist ganz schlimm. Very bad.
You know, the irony of it is there was a magazine that was put out by the German government in World War II. It was called Signal.
Oh, Signal.
And I have many copies of Signal in color. It was a color magazine. It was in English. And it was to present the German viewpoint on the war and things in English. And it's quite a very well-produced magazine. And toward the end of the war, Signal was actually forecasting what was to happen if Europe were to fall. And the forecasts were 100% correct.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Unfortunately, that's the case. And here's as a slight aside that'll maybe surprise a lot of people. The U.S. News was reporting the German side fairly and honestly up until the time Germany and the U.S. went into war together. They had photographers and newscasters or news writers, and they were covering the U-boat war, and everything was being reported fairly and honestly until Pearl Harbor. Then all of a sudden, they weren't Germans. They were Nazis, horrible Nazis, and people bought it.
Well, they're still buying it because the theme just won't quit. Who was first director of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA? Dr. Kurt Debus. From 1962 to 1973, Dr. Kurt Debus was also the director of rocket and jet development, but mostly rocketry at Peenemünde in Germany during the war. NASA was, in point of fact, as Clark McClellan tells in his book, German. It was all German.
Oh, absolutely. And so many people think Wernher von Braun was the head of NASA and the top rocket scientist in Germany. He wasn't. He was super brilliant, but he worked for Debus.
Correct.
As you see in that book, Space, the Final Frontier, that we sell.
Yeah, and you got to remember also, last note, and this is not a cheap cop-out, this is the truth. They were all told, unless you work to the best of your ability, you're dead. We'll shoot you. That's what the SS did. They kept everything tight. I'm not saying every SS officer did that to every whatever. But that was the understood part. You either do your job for the country, or you're going to pay somehow. So they did their job, and they were brilliant at it. All right, hold on a minute. We'll be right back and take a look at some pictures. Look under Harry's name, please, and load up those photos, and we will continue after this.